story for the kids this morning. I hope you enjoyed it too. I always get a kick out of the interplay between science fact and science fiction. It's been that way since I was a little kid, and I had a little hard time distinguishing between the two. I have a field guide that I've had for years to North American insects that begins by telling us how, quote, insects are the most successful animals that have ever existed on Earth and have been around for just over 400 million years. Of the 1.5 million described species of animals, just over 930,000 of them are insects. Thousands of new insect species are described every year. There may be several million undescribed species from the hottest deserts to the polar tundras. Insects are to be found everywhere. I don't know if it's still there, but the Portland Zoo had a fascinating display of insects that live on glaciers, like that one in Antarctica. Oh, I've got a great idea for a science fiction movie. We'll call it Snowbug. And it'll be about some sort of bug from the polar ice caps that start moving toward the equator as the Earth's climate changes. After the North Pole and South Pole types meet in the middle, they hybridize and grow and get really smart and nasty and threaten humankind with destruction. If you're going to have a science sci-fi movie, you have to have that, right? Does anybody have a few hundred million dollars to invest in my project? All profits go to Y-East. That tempt you? Okay. Well, we can find a better idea. My field guide goes on to say, insects reproduce very quickly and can rapidly adjust to environmental changes. It's been estimated that one pair of pumice flies, if one pair were to breed free from disease or predation for 1 year, the resultant progeny, if crammed together 1,000 to the cubic inch, would form a ball with a diameter equal to the distance of the sun from the Earth, 92 million miles. No exclamation points are here because it's a science book. But wow, there's another movie. Something happens, like a meteor hitting Earth, so that one type of insect suddenly has no predators or disease. Soon they're swarming everywhere, forming a ball in space and using their wings to fan oxygen away from the Earth's surface. At first, this creates excitement about the possibility of interplanetary travel using conventional aircraft in what's essentially a portable atmosphere. But then the insects develop intelligence and a shared consciousness, and before you know it, they decide to take control and use us as a portable food source while they undertake interplanetary travel for their own purposes. Now all this movie needs, besides the $100 million, all proceeds to Whitey's, it needs a snappy title. Progeny has been used already. How about Sun Swarm? Or maybe the wall. How about proliferation? Our next challenge would be coming up with a premise for proliferation 2, then 3, and then maybe proliferation 4, the final battle. But something else is still missing. Beyond the simple question of survival, where's the human interest? Where's there something worth talking about in a worship service where we share so much of our lives? Let's pause for a musical moment and see what we can think.